I'm Paul Hunt, and it's 24 frames on 89.1 FM. Game of Thrones is a worldwide cultural phenomenon. Based on the unfinished books by George R.R. Martin, Season 7 of the TV version on HBO has been the most successful yet. 16.1 million viewers tuned in to the premiere earlier this summer, which was a 50% increase from last year. In television ratings, that's almost unheard of. I've marveled as the show has grown in popularity over the years. It is dense, with source material that spells out deep mythologies and histories of a violent and tumultuous land. If I even tried to describe the story here, you would either tune out or be confused. I also don't want to give anything away for the binge watchers out there waiting for the season to end to watch it all in one take. A lot has been written about this show's popularity and why it has managed to entangle a large segment of the population. I honestly haven't thought about it much. I've just gone along for the ride. However, it would be easy to guess that the superb writing, acting, cinematography, and storytelling play a large part in that popularity. Even more, in an age of our tumultuous political landscape, where we strive for heroes to point the way and be a guiding post for our people and society, watching those things play out every Sunday for an hour in a familiar yet distant land helps us escape. We see the empowerment of Daenerys Targaryen, the breaker of chains who set a country of slaves free and yearns to be a benevolent leader of all. Or Jon Snow, the kid from nothing, a nobody, who rose to be a king through kindness and a moral steadfastness. And then there's Cersei Lannister, the queen who rules by fear and hate, and incites fear for the others to defend her shaky kingdom. At least in this fantasy, we know the heroes will probably win. For 24 Frames on 89.1 FM, I'm Paul Hunton.